It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Browns-Vikings joint practices going on in Cleveland, and to talk about the joint practices, to talk about how this rolls up, the J.J. McCarthy news today. Unfortunately, he'll be out this season with a knee injury. We welcome on one of our favorite guests, and I do say that about every guest, but I mean it this time. All right? I also say that every time. But Ben Lieber now joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know him as a Viking sideline reporter and on KFan in Minnesota. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, you guys. Listen, Nick, I think that you really, really mean it, just really for me. I mean, I can really feel it in your voice this time.
Thank you. See, that's all. I'm so glad you can detect my false sincerity.
Yeah. I'm even going to leave this phone call and be like, I'm just be like on cloud nine, because I just totally believe everything that you're saying.
Well, Ben, you know I love you, buddy. We go back.
Yeah, Dustin, at least you and I have history, and I know that there's real sincerity in there.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that Nick's trying to be, you know, sincere. I can hear the sarcasm, but I'm going to choose to believe it.
Way to jam me up there, Dustin. Wow.
Ben's not wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, watch Band of Brothers sometime, okay? Like, yeah, you know, look me up after that.
Yeah.
So when we look at the J.J. McCarthy news, how are people in Minnesota taking it today?
It's been mixed. I mean, there's a lot of people. The thing is, like, the Minnesota sports fan is they're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. So they look at this as just like another catastrophe in the sports world around here. Like, oh, why can't we have good things? Why can't we have nice things? And oh, geez. And it's like, poor is me. You know, a lot of fans want to play the victim card all the time. And that's just, I don't feel like that's the case here. I mean, look, yes, we haven't had a championship since the Twins in 91 for any sort of men's team. Look, our women's basketball team, they're phenomenal. They win championships all the time. But, for the core sports around here, we are insufferable. And, you know, we look at this as like another lost opportunity, but it's not that. I mean, I think the real fans that really pay attention know that this was not going to be McCarthy's season anyway. You know, there's always the hope that he could have a C.J. Stroud type of year, and all of a sudden this quote-unquote rebuilding year, competitive rebuild, is going to be more than that because we have a talented roster. I think everybody knew that Sam was going to take the starting reps for the first probably chunk, you know, first half of the season. And then, you know, if he was struggling, then you might start hearing some clamoring to get J.J. in there, but at that point in time, you're probably not going to salvage a season and make a Super Bowl run anyway. So I think there's the feeling of hope seems to be deflated, but I don't feel like that. I think that he's still going to get a lot of mental reps, because that's really what's going to happen after the next 2 weeks when he misses out on the preseason reps. Dustin, as you know, it's still important to get all these mental reps, and that's what he was going to be doing anyways.
All right, so obviously, McCarthy's out for the season, and Sam Darnold, who's, you know, he's had his moments in the league, probably more bad than good, but he's had good moments, you know. So, like, what are the expectations? You said it's kind of mixed with the fans there. I mean, could the Vikings compete for a playoff spot?
Yeah, I think they can compete for a playoff spot. I mean, I know it's a really small sample size. It's just, what, the one drive that he had last week, but you know, it was still positive in the fact that he looked like he's in command. He looks like a starting quarterback. And I think that's the most important thing. And look, that's the same barometer that we use for JJ. I mean, a lot of it was just body language and in how he looked versus maybe some of the physical things. And I think that Sam Darnold looked like a starting quarterback. He had command of the huddle. You could tell that the guys were paying attention to him. He has leadership abilities. He made a couple really, really strong throws that seemed effortless. You know, he just has a small sample size, and we don't really know. But if you listen to all of the sort of quarterbacks, whether they're coming out of the draft or a lot of the pros right now talk about KOC in this offense, a lot of people are envious of being educated and schooled by KOC. And they all want to be in a system like his, and they all want to be with him. So I think Sam's – for the first time in his career in a spot that's going to be the most quarterback friendly. He's got a stud of a teacher, and he's got a lot of weapons around him, especially when Hockenson gets back healthy. I think as long as he doesn't make some risky gunslinger type of throws that Nick Mullins made last year at the end of the season, we're going to have a really highly successful offense.
Ben Lieber on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Not to go too back far in history there, are we sure the Vikings made the right decision by not giving Kirk Cousins everything he wants to stay there and finish his career in Minnesota?
You know, I'm not so sure that Kirk wanted to stay here. I think there was a lot of verbal jockeying and a lot of verbal compliments about both sides, making it seem like they all wanted this reunion of sorts, and to come back together and him finish his career. You know, contractually, you know, it makes sense for him to talk good about the team that he's with, because it gives him some leverage from a business standpoint. And the same thing for the Vikings. I mean, the Vikings are in a situation where they didn't want to necessarily tip their hand the whole time that they're going to be looking at a rookie quarterback, and they're going to be going higher in the draft if they could, and all this other stuff. So I think there was some competitive jockeyness that they're using each other, leveraging each other against each other. And I think ultimately the Vikings wanted to get younger. They wanted to get cheaper. They didn't want to have to always pick off the scrap heap when it comes to finding the quarterback. And Kirk, you know, wanted to leverage the Vikings for the best deal possible. And I think they both parties got what they wanted, I think, in the end.
Ben, I forget, man. When we were in Minnesota, didn't we practice against the Chiefs? Or who would we?
I can't remember. Yeah. You know, the fight fest that we would have?
Yeah, dude. I mean, but again, those practices were like way more brutal than these fools got to deal with now. But yeah, I mean, I thought they were some of the most intense practices, almost more intense than the exhibition games, the preseason games. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, I really did. And I, you know, kind of like you, I mean, they've been doing it for years before we even got on the team. And so we kind of came into it, and, you know, it was basically told to us, hey, there's going to be fights. You know, we were all warned from both sides, like, okay, you know, we're not going to fight. We're not going to play nice. We're going to play competitive. But, you know, they would like kind of wag their finger at us and say, don't be fighting. But we all knew it was like an easy way to kind of get practice cut down. You know, you start getting chippy, and you pick a fight in 9-on-7. It actually happened 1 year. I remember 1 year when I was here, and I don't know if you were still on the team or not, but we had a fight in 9-on-7, which, you know, that's in the first third of practice. Mm-hmm. That drill got cut short. Then there was some pushing and shoving in the first team period, and they're like, no, we're just done. We're done. You know, I think practice got cut short like 40 minutes because of just guys were fighting. And we as players use it as a tool to get out of practice. And so I don't even know how sincere the fights were. It's just like, hey man, You throw a little punch, and I'll throw a little punch, and then we'll kind of scuffle, and the team will start shouting and pushing, and you know, we'll make this thing seem bigger than it is just so we can get out of practice.
Ben, given the way that coaches are using these joint practices now and the evolution of the preseason, the evolution of joint practices, is it fair to say that the joint practices are becoming more important than the actual preseason games themselves?
Yes, I think so. You know, I know that I know there can be some pretty competitive practices.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, I even heard from the Raiders that we played last week. They actually had a couple practices, at least one, I know for sure, that it was full speed to the ground. I mean, they did a full-on scrimmage. And I think that was much more regular back in the day. But now with all the rules and stuff, I don't think you can do that as often. But, you know, when it comes to these controlled practices that these teams have together, you're getting basically the same thing except taking guys to the ground. And, yeah, you lose a little bit of that. I mean, you can get, you know, obviously you get more of that in a preseason game, but we know it's all about some of these individual drills. I mean, you're going against pass rushing, you know, one-on-ones that are really important to get basically live. You know, the blocking up front is basically live. The one-on-ones on the outside, I mean, Dustin, I mean, my goodness, some of those joint practices, I mean, probably more intense in a one-on-one basis as a corner and secondary guys with these
than maybe
the game, you know? It's just,
yeah, because you're grabbing at each other and pushing each other and getting in the face mask. And it's not like the officials are throwing flags like they do in the games. I mean, this is basically just an all-out, like, hand-to-hand combat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they might have officials out there warning you, but
sure,
you're not costing the team anything, you know?
Exactly.
So to your point, I mean, both sides. I mean, you're jawing at each other. You probably have a little bit more juice. You know that, all right, I'm going to get one rep in this one-on-one. I better make it good, and then we're going to rotate out. So you might get, you know, four or five reps in a one-on-one that's super high intensity versus in a game-like situation. You've got to play against the run. You got to play against the pass. You're playing a series. You maybe don't have the juice every single rep as you would in some of these joint practices.
All right, Ben, we talked about this the other day. I think the NFC North looks sneaky tough this year. How do you see the four NFC North teams stacking up in your eyes?
Well, I think everybody's got to give the Lions their respect, which I am too. Love the way they're built. Love the way they're constructed. Goff is just playing out of his mind and looks so comfortable. And then really, for me, it's a toss-up. I don't see why the Vikings couldn't be number two in this division. I don't honestly see why the Bears, if Caleb is as good as they say he is with a ton of weapons on offense and a defense that they think is going to be much faster and much more aggressive, why can't they make a push if he's the real deal? And then you've always got the steady Packers always there reloading that quarterback, and those guys are getting younger too. So it really is a toss-up for that number two spot. I'm not going to crown Detroit right now. I mean, they haven't handled long-term success in a long time. So it'll be interesting to see how they react when they truly have the target on their back. And we've seen time and time again where teams, they rest on their laurels. They maybe don't work as hard. You know, I heard a great quote in that Netflix show Sprint. You know, one of the coaches was saying, you got to prepare like a contender. And you know, I don't know. Are they going to prepare like a contender this year, knowing that, you know, they won the division, they checked off one of their goals? Are they going to be as hungry this year?
Ben, switching to baseball for a second, we got a dogfight between the Guardians and Twins for the AL Central here. Do Twins fans hate the Guardians and Guardians fans? Are you guys burning with a passion to get this division this year?
You know, it's so interesting. No, I don't feel that anger and that hate towards the Guardians. We all know that you guys are the team to gun for here. But I think everybody here is just like really happy, just like surprisingly happy with the team that we have, because we say time and time again, this organization, this ownership will not invest into big money players. They constantly just go into every year trying to trim payroll. And it, on paper, doesn't look like they're going to be competitive. And then they come out and surprise us, and they're like, hey, these young guys are actually pretty competitive. Hey, this guy that they brought up in the farm system is actually legit. And so they kind of surprise us every year. And that's the same thing this year. Our bats are coming around. The pitching's been steady. So it is going to be a little bit of a dogfight. But, you know, the name of the game is consistency and being injury-free.
I got to say, we watched Bailey Ober pitch a couple weekends ago. I'm just here to tell you, that guy's not overrated.
You just couldn't wait to use that line, did you?
I wish you could ask my board op.
It became kind of a segment.
It was a bleep-eating grin on my face right now, just waiting to say overrated.
Oh, man, that's like the hand-to-the-face emoji, you know?
Yep. Well, this is a lot of fun, buddy. Great stuff. No, seriously, I was a little facetious earlier. You are one of our favorite guests. Always great to catch up with you, man. Glad to see you continuing to thrive, bud.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure to be on. And I wish I was out there for the joint practices. Unfortunately, I have to work this little afternoon TV gig here in town. But, you know, Stefanski, as you guys know, one of my favorite guys, one of my favorite people that I've ever been around. And I love what you guys are building there. You know, it's old school football, man. I wish I could see it.
He's certainly not overrated. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. All right, be good, buddy.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
That's okay. Fair. That's on me. That's on me, dog. We'll do better. Ben Lieber there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.